Monday night, Chodesh Tov Bavis. There'll be a shiur tomorrow night, if any, Mitzvah Hashem, if anybody's here, it'll be even noch besser. It'll be even more wonderful. Tomorrow night, Rabbi Isaacson's making a wedding. And I'll be here for shiur Mitzvah Hashem, I hope. And, okay, we're up to page Ayin Hey. We're talking about Shara Bechina. We talked about rain. I want to go over from Umin HaDvarim, the paragraph that starts with the words Umin HaDvarim on page Ayin Hey. Umin HaDvarim Shatasarach Limchon Bohem Beyoser, what you should really focus in your Shara HaBechina powers. Huhamozon HaKloli L'chaya Sa'aretz. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides mozon for animals, the litzmichiyosa, and also for plant life, for animal life and plant life, the grain hagashamim. You know, they're talking here about rain. In other words, rain, water is amazing. I mean, you have water for drinking, and you have water for washing. The Gemara, in at least two places, talks about how important it is. Laundry is very, very important for health and mental health. You have to have clean clothing. And also it makes plants grow. Like water is, if you think about water, like wow, water. Kegain HaGeshamim, when it rains, Beis HaTzorech Lahem. It's not good if it always rains. Ask anybody from England. When you need rain, then it's good. It should rain Beis HaTzorech. Yiridosim Bizmanehem. When you need rain, it has seasons. There's a rain cycle. That mamish, like, is so much a part of our weather system. Saying the very existence of water, he doesn't elaborate much, but if you think about the need for water, and Hashem provides water, and we have water for so many different usages, amongst them that it makes the plants grow, but just drinking and washing and laundering, it's all and it rains, the rain provides the water. Can the Avodah Zarah produce rain? And the Jews did not say, there's a set time for the rain, seasonal crops. There's also different kinds of rain. I mean, the Gemara talks about Yore and Malkosh, and the Revia Rishonah, and Revia Shniah, and Revia Shlishis. But even, not even, I mean, in science, there are different kinds of rain. Some rains are actually more wet than others. Sometimes you have very thin drops, sometimes you have thicker drops. It's like a different kinds of rain. And they are most effective doing different kinds of things. In Eretz Yisrael, my kids say in Eretz Yisrael, the raindrops are very close together. Like you get drenched much more, very, very quickly here. There's a lot of water in the rain here. The raindrops are close together, and you immediately get drenched. They said it's more prevalent here. The tinsel you will find, and I'm saying, I'll be science, I didn't do it, but there are different kinds of rain that indeed have different kinds of powers and benefits. The tinsel you find, shall cross of Magalus and Yonamod. Right, every time we focus on the second bracha of Kriya Shema, he's going to bring down the pasuk. Right, the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. The second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is called Gevuros Geshamim. It's called Gevuros Atogibor Le'olam Hashem, and a major part of that bracha is when we're Mazkirim Gevuros Geshamim, and this is the pasuk that the Gemara in Taina says it's why it's called Gevuros Geshamim. And it slides right into that second bracha, which talks about Atah Gibor Le'olam Hashem. Also, Gedolos Ve'en Cheker Niflos Odei Mispor Hanosein Motor Al Pnei Oretz V'Shaleach Mayim Al Pnei Chutzos Losim Shvolim L'morom V'Kodrim Sogvu Yesha. That's Eov, Eov Perek Hey. I don't know, the last few program of Eov talk about the weather in general. But certainly Motor, and then Gadol Yom HaGeshamim, you want to have descriptions of how beneficial rain is to mankind. So in Gemara Tainus, it has around the blot of extolling the benefits of rain. of water, of rain. Okay, next. Another, so focus on Ray. That's what he said in these last few lines. If you have a, you have to study, you have to learn. What are the benefits of rain? What do you use water for? How does it come down in different ways? The fact that it comes down seasonally, all these things he just throws in passing are things worthy of study and contemplation. And Memela Hakaras HaTov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, the Gemara compares rain to the giving of Torah. It compares rain to all Yom Kibbutz Golias. The Gemara and the Maral and the Marsha, they explain all these Gemaras. How rain is a mashal for all kinds of good things happening. So the next time you're tempted to say, well, in Eretz Yisrael, I think everybody's been cured of that. No one says, what terrible weather, it's raining. I think in Eretz Yisrael that you get cured of that very quickly. My kids haven't said that in 10 years. Now it's, hooray, it's raining! Yeah, look outside, it's raining! Baruch Hashem, it's raining! Right. So that's what you're supposed to do. Umin HaPela, now he turns around and he talks about the miracle of seeds. How one seed ultimately produces hundreds, maybe even thousands of seeds. And each seed can produce another, right? Because from one seed you can get a whole tree. Now that tree is hundreds of apples. Thousands maybe, I don't know, hundreds. I don't know, we used to have apple trees, Barababa, and like, it has so many apples in a tree. And each apple has, I don't know, 100 seeds. And one seed could make a whole tree grow. He says, did you ever think about that? What a pella that is? Umin HaPela, I guess, you know, if you think about a person, that a person can have more than one child. It's the same thing, right? That the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created reproduction, whether it's in people or in plants, or he's talking about mozon, because I guess he wants to focus on the fact that there's plenty of mozon in the world. So that the way Hashem made it is that it increases, I think it's called exponentially, because every one seed produces 100 seeds, and then from that seed, every one of those 100 can produce another 100. So he's talking about food, but it's true about every reproductive process in the Bria, that it increases really exponentially. It's not just replacement. You're not just replacing what dies. Umin HaPela should be Gilgui HaMazonos Heim HaZeronim Seeds Shagargar Echad Meinif will put forth Meinif Elif Gargar V'Yosar Alkam, more than 1,000, and wrote Iro Mifka, unless there's a blight on the crops. He's talking about wheat. He says that in another place. He talks about producing 300 stalks. I don't know. And each stalk has 20 kernels. One has big trees. It started off at one point as a seed. Or it could start off as a seed. And look how much it produces. What this is to teach you, he says this in Shara Bitochen too. There's a lesson here. The lesson is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't need big things like a whole war can start because like someone insulted someone. You don't know, like we look at the big things, but things have sibos chaloshos va'adinos, very subtle, small, weak sibos, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu like makes it happen, and more often than not that's how it comes about. And it's one of the ways in the Tzara B'Tochen, he says that's one of the ways in which Hashem makes the world function, that there are the sibos are not really worthy of what they produced. And if you look at even in history or in wars, or he's talking about in plant life and growing food, that the thing that can produce enough food to feed an army is like a little teeny thing. So That's one of the Gvuros Hashem. She'amasabeh she'yu advorim agadolim b'sibo adina v'chalosha b'yoser. And he brings on this pasuk in Shaar B'tochen also. V'lo niskanu alilos. Alilos is sibos. And it means Hashem has the cheshbon of sibos, and it's not the siba that's really producing the result, it's Hashem. And therefore you don't need a siba that, oh, that's a reason for this to have happened. But this, no, because Hashem couldn't work his magic, so to speak, in anything. He could do yesh me'ayin if he wanted to. So, and if you look around, that, you know, if you read last week's newspaper, all the things that happen, many cataclysmic events, whether it's in history or in nature, really start off with very small sibos that you never would have predicted that this would. It's like saying, some prime mortgage banks, failed. So who would have thought that that's going to create a worldwide recession? Big deal. Nice b'chol yom, but right, it created a whole chain of events which led to a worldwide economic crisis. That's the kind of thing he's talking about. You have to go.